The KDKA Morning News with Larry, Richard, and John Shumway.
You're listening to the Voice of Pittsburgh. This is KDKA. I'm Larry Richard.
And I'm John Shumway. Good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning. Yesterday, we were talking about the fact that the Vatican Newsletter had put out a review of the movie Star Wars, so it should be no surprise that those within the church also get involved in sporting activities.
So is it okay to pray for a victory? That's a great question. And joining us on the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Sister Agnes of the Sisters of Divine Providence of La Roche College. Sister, good morning.
Good morning.
So are you a Steeler fan?
I am very much a Steeler fan. I bleed my black and gold.
Wow.
So what's it like when you're watching a game?
Now, I'll tell you, I'm usually by myself because I annoy other people. I talk constantly to the television. I'm telling them that they made the wrong play. But you had asked yesterday if I pray. I pray that no one gets hurt on either side of the game. But I don't really pray for a win because I think God looks more for interesting things to pray for than winning a ball game.
All right. Where are you from originally, Sister?
I'm originally from West End.
Where again?
West End.
West End.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Elliott,
okay.
Really. Elliott, West End, Crafton, that area.
So you're a local Pittsburgher,
girl. Yeah.
I'm a very local person, yes.
So how do you feel when this game is taken to another level, and we see that the Cincinnati Bengals and the Pittsburgh Steelers players don't exactly get along? And then we hear one of their players yesterday says publicly, quote, "I hate Pittsburgh," Vontaze Burfict. Hate is something you shouldn't do, right?
I don't think they really hate Pittsburgh. I think they hate playing Pittsburgh. It's a rivalry. And it's like anything in high school or college. When you play a team that is close by, it's good. It's a good feeling to have that because it raises the ability to really fight and do a better job.
So what are you going to do Saturday night? The Steelers and Bengals in the playoffs. I'm sure you'll be done with your duties for the day. What's the game plan for the Sisters on Saturday night?
Well, most of them probably will go to the main area where there's a very large TV to watch. I will go by myself to another room because, as I said, I annoy people with I do a lot of screaming and hollering and talking to the television.
Now, do you ever want to tell Coach Tomlin that, you know, maybe he should try this or that?
All the time. All the time. That's why they annoy me. I annoy other sisters because I'm telling him he's calling the wrong play or he has to mix it up. It's too much of a pass play or too much of a run. So I'm constantly telling them what to do.
You know, I met an order of sisters in Arizona when the Steelers played in Super Bowl 30. And they were a part of a Greensburg group, but they had a branch that was in the Phoenix area. And they had black and gold drapes all over their television set. They had patron saints on the TV that would bring the Steelers good luck. And they were seriously into this and felt like, you know, and they went to a mass the night before the Super Bowl with the Steelers at their hotel. So there's been a long relationship between the Steelers and the Catholic Church, and they do have services for the players, and these nuns were invited to come take part. I think you might want to look into that. You know, maybe you could start something here.
Well, you know, they have mass for the players at every game before every game at Heinz Field, and they've done that for years. Sister Agnes, I was talking to John yesterday. When I first came to KDKA, I flew to Georgetown, Washington, D.C., did a story for television with a nun who was part of a cloistered order. Her name was Sister Marie Louise. She was 94, and she was an avid Redskins fan. And she had been asked to prognosticate the game's outcome for a whole season against the best of the best handicappers, and she beat them all. And so we got a rare visit behind the scenes, and we went into her room, which was very simple, but the only thing of any great color was a autographed NFL football. And guess who her favorite player was on the Redskins?
Who?
A monk.
Oh, you're kidding.
Art Monk.
Art Monk.
Art Monk.
The
okay.
Hall of Famer. So
yes.
I'm wondering if maybe you, Sister Agnes, could prognosticate the outcome for Saturday's game.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's going to be 50-50. And the reason is they both have a similar defense and offense. It's going to depend upon what defense and offense is at our game. Because Pittsburgh has been running hot and cold.
Mm-hmm.
There are games in which they are fantastic. Other games, the defense or offense is really not up for the game.
So what advice and would you give Big Ben?
Well, Ben has been the same thing. Ben, I mean, his touchdowns and interceptions are really running very close. So he's not always on. It's like off and on. And, I mean, I think he telegraphs too much that he's going to throw the ball to Antonio Brown. He has other good wide receivers. I mean, there's Wheaton, there's Hayward Bay, there's, of course, he's not happy with Bryant right now. He feels Bryant is not the snuff right now.
Right.
Well,
but,
sister, you are extremely observant, and I'm very impressed. And from your lips to God's ears, I hope they're hot on Saturday night. And I hope you enjoy watching the game by yourself so you yes. won't annoy the other sisters. We appreciate you taking time for us today. Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you, and have a good day.
Sister Agnes of the Sisters of Divine Providence of La Roche College.